SEPTA will soon test some technology that would give buses the ability to trigger the extension of a green or red light along their route. The transit agency's Andrew Bush said the goal is to make the ride quicker for commuters.
By holding that light longer when a bus is approaching, we do think that we're going to be able to see some better times with our on-time performance, and then just also moving the system better. You know, if it works and we're able to build it out from there, we're looking at the potential for better connections with our other services.
The pilot program could result in passengers being able to more quickly reach their transfer to a train or trolley. The study is being paid for with federal funding. The Enterprise Center in West Philly invested $1.5 million across six fast-growing companies. WHYY News business reporter Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza spoke with the founder of startup Wealthmore.
Philly entrepreneur McCall John Lease White is building a tech startup that connects first-time investors to financial advisors.
I saw my immigrant family members join small savings clubs and saw the impact of that community effort towards a goal allow them to become homeowners and real estate investors.
But she never saw them invest in the stock market, which has high long-term returns. So she left a career in corporate America to create a mobile app that offers financial planning inside communities. She got a $250,000 equity investment from the Enterprise Center's new fund to help achieve her goal. Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.
At 4:06 on this 28th day of February, it's mostly cloudy and 52 degrees in Philadelphia. We're seeing 14 mile per hour wind and 21% humidity. Expect a low of 44 overnight. This is WHYY 90.9 FM.